Right, you got a map with an extinct volcano.
Right, yes, I have. I'm just in front of that.
Right.
That's the start.
Right, you've got a cross mark to start.
Yes.
Right, if you just want to come, like, down past extinct volcano, down, like, towards the bottom of the page.
Right, okay, just straight down, directly
south. Just straight down. South.
How far?
South. Down to about equal to where the tribal settlement is, further on.
Even to where the tribal settlement is?
Just a wee bit below it, because you're going to go start going, right. West.
I've not got any tribal settlement at all. And I'm I've got an extinct volcano.
You've not
it's heading down towards
you've
the
not
bottom
got
of the page.
You've not got to the left hand side of tribal settlement?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're going to go down about 3 centimetres down where the word says extinct volcano.
Right, okay.
Okay, and you're going to start going along west.
West, right, okay.
Right, so keep on going until you're maybe about 3 centimetres from the left hand side of the page.
From the left hand, so that's quite a bit.
Oh, it's quite far along. Okay, so just about three centimetres from
right,
the left
okay.
hand side, okay, then you're gonna start going up north.
Right, okay.
Right. Have you got a rope bridge?
I have, just up to sort of
So if you start just drawing a line up towards the rope bridge.
Up towards going diagonally across to the rope
bridge. Just going up, then veering off to the right, up to the rope bridge.
Okay.
Then you're gonna go across the rope bridge.
Right, okay, so draw a line through the rope bridge.
You're gonna go through that.
Okay.
Right.
The end of the rope bridge.
You're at the end of the rope bridge. Now, if you go down, not very steeply, but just down south a bit, about another 3 centimetres, just a gradual slope down.
Gradual sort of south-east?
Slope to east, south to east slope down about 3 centimetres.
Okay.
Right. So now you want to go east.
Right, okay.
Straight across.
Just a straight line east?
Just a straight line for about... Have you got a collapsed shelter?
Yes, I have. That's
right, you're going to go along until you're underneath the collapsed shelter.
I'll be underneath it by about 2 or 3 centimetres.
Just a little below the O, actually.
Right, okay.
Okay, then you're going to start going up north again.
Okay.
Put your line through the O.
Okay.
And you're going to go up there for about 10 centimetres up.
Okay, past the crevasse on the right, in the left. Have you not got a crevasse?
I've not got a crevasse.
No, okay, for about 10 centimetres.
10 centimetres straight up north. Right, and then you're going to actually, you're not just going to go, when you go, you're going to go back west again, but if you actually kind of go up a wee bit, then diagonally down, you know what I mean, like in a wee hump.
Oh, right, I see what
okay.
you mean.
Okay, you know, if you go up and then come back down and you've got a Saxon barn.
Okay, yes.
You're just going to go up and come down underneath the word Saxon barn.
Is that a semicircle to the Saxon barn?
Yeah, that'd be... So you've just drawn your line just under the S of the Saxon bar.
Just under the S.
And have you got pelicans?
I haven't. No, I've not.
Right. So you're going to go down south.
Right.
For about this is not a diagonal line, I would say. Right, down about another 3-4 centimetres.
Diagonal line which way?
Sorry, to the
west.
To the west.
Right.
To the west.
So carry on the same direction as the hump, is that? Right.
Right, you're down a bit down a bit northwest, southwest,
right,
about 3 centimetres. And you've not got pelicans, you said?
No, I've not.
Right, and then continue going west, just straight across, for about 3 centimetres. So you're kind
of towards the edge of the paper?
Oh, this is towards the edge of the paper.
Okay.
So you're making another little kind of, you're making a wee pit, and now you're going to go back up again.
Okay.
You're going to go up north. Well, this is quite a long way this time, about 12 centimetres, right up north, up the side of the page. And have you got a white mountain?
So we're about a third down the page at the moment?
We're about a third down the page, and you're going to go up to about two-thirds up the page.
Right,
this line.
The top of the I've got a white mountain.
Oh, you've got the white mountain?
I have got the white mountain.
Well, you see how like the white mountain's jagged on the left-hand side?
Yes.
Like, if you just kind of like veer your line as though you're going up the white mountain.
Up the side of it,
up the side of the white mountain.
Okay.
And right, once you reach the top of the white mountain...
Yes.
With your line, just continue straight up north. Have you got a golden beech?
Golden beech, I've not, no.
Well, the golden beech is about 6 centimetres up.
So this directly, just a straight line?
This is directly up north, a straight line up to the golden beech.
From the top of the white mountain?
From the top of the white mountain, right up.
How far up?
About 6 centimetres, until you're about the same distance away from, you're about 5 centimetres, 6 centimetres from the top of the page
now.
Right, to the left-hand side of the page.
Yes.
Right, and now we're going to go a complete straight line east.
Right.
For about 6 centimetres again.
Right, have you got a slate mountain?
Right, so it's just the bottom of the slate mountain that'll be then.
Okay.
Okay, and see how what you did with the white mountain?
I did with the white mountain, yes.
You just went up the side?
Up the side of
it. Well, look as though you're going to climb up to the top of the slate mountain, okay. Then come back down the other side. Missing the wee seagulls.
Is that right? Okay. Right, down the side. Missing
down the side.
Seagulls.
Just missing seagulls. Right, you're bottom.
Killed one of them.
Right, you're bottom of the slate mountain.
Right.
Now.
Okay.
Right. Have you got a secret valley?
Yes, I have. That's down below the slate mountain. Uh-huh. Yes. 10 centimeters. 12 centimeters.
Right. What you're going to do is you're at the bottom of the slate mountain.
Right.
And you're going to actually go you're going to go west, underneath the slate mountain.
Right.
Going a wee bit diagonally, not a completely straight line. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, uh-huh. You're going to come as though you're just going up the top. You're coming back the way you've come.
Right, okay, sort of 8 o'clock-ish.
Uh-huh, yeah. Round to the left-hand side of the page again.
Right,
that'd
okay.
That'd be west. And then once you reach about the bottom of the Slate Mountain again, you're going to go completely down to the bottom of the Secret Valley.
Right, okay, just directly down.
Just directly down.
To the Secret Valley.
Uh-huh, just to the bottom of the... where it says Secret Valley.
Okay.
And then can you see you just draw a straight line to the finish?
To the finish? No, I've not got a finish.
Well, the finish is actually, you know, where it says Secret Valley, it's just about a centimetre along from that and down a wee bit. That's where
from the edge of the letter Y?
Uh-huh. It's about a centimetre along from the letter Y and about a centimetre down. That's your finishing cross and that's the end.
That's the end.